the obviously the result wasn't there, but were you happy with the way you guys were able to come back multiple times in that game?
Yeah, certainly. I think that's something that we certainly take away from this game, and I think we, you know, even though we got a lot of injuries, like, just like any team, I think we did a good job. It was a good job of staying in this game and coming back multiple times. And just like you said, I mean, they were coming hard and they took the lead a numerous times, and certainly it's a big point for us, and we'll take that.
Watching the standings, though, I know you passed Chicago, and Chicago's also playing tonight. Are you guys watching that, or are you just focused on every game?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's about getting home ice advantage in the playoffs. I mean, as many rounds as you can. We're obviously aiming to pass St. Louis and to keep winning and keep climbing. But I mean, the only way to do that is taking it game by game, and I mean, you know, looking behind us in the standings is not going to do us anything good. So we're trying to look ahead and looking at St. Louis. And we've had a tough schedule here, but I think we've certainly been playing well as of lately.
How do you feel about Goalie's first game in a Colorado jersey?
I don't think it's ever easy to come in and you know, under the second night of a back-to-back. And I think our start was... You know, even though we got that first one, he had to make some sweaty saves, and certainly not easy to come in like that and you know, back us up and save us all the time. I think he made some huge saves and in the third when we really needed it the most. So I think he certainly played well, but at the same time, I think he expects a lot about himself. And you know, I remember my first game here with Colorado, certainly a lot of nerves, so I don't expect anything less from him. So certainly it's you know, it is what it is. I'm sure he wants to play better, and he will as well.
Yep. I know you guys don't want to say the travel is an issue, but you had 12 or 13 shots in the first period. You only had 5 and then 8 for the remaining 2 periods. You were in Montreal last night. How much of an issue was it?
I don't know. I mean, I got my 8 hours of sleep, so I can't complain. But at the same time, I think for being a back-to-back, that's certainly a tough trip. 3-hour flight. It's certainly not what you're used to on a back-to-back. But we're trying to eliminate all excuses. I mean, we can't look at those things. And every team's playing a tough schedule right now. March and April is going to be tough for everybody. So we're certainly not using that as an excuse.
How much of what the coach is doing these days is as a coach, and how much of it as a Jesus Christ sermon? How much is as a former as a Hall of Fame player?
I think he's done a great job of preparing us for the playoffs, and I think that's what we need right now. And as a young group, as we are, but we're growing together, and we're certainly matured over the course of this year. So. I think we showed tonight. I mean, we could have easily packed it in when they scored that last goal there in the third. But we kept battling and we kept doing a lot of things and chipping pucks out, chipping pucks in. And I think that's a sign of maturity. So Patrick's done a great job of preparing us for every single game. And you know, he has this experience, and we know that. And so every time he opens his mouth, we're like sponges, and we're trying to just soak it all in. So
okay, thank you, Gabe. Okay, the coach.